Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant step has been taken by the Central Bureau of Investigation, that is the CBI, to protect citizens from digital arrest scams, and this is through the launch of an AI-based help bot. First, let's understand the context of this development. The CBI has launched Abhay, which stands for AI-based help bot for authentication of CBI notices at the 22nd DP Kohli Memorial Lecture. What makes this significant is that Abhay is the country's first AI-driven, citizen-facing verification system for central agency notices. Now, let us see how this verification works. When a citizen receives a notice claiming to be from the CBI, whether it's physical, via email, or through a messaging app, they can scan the QR code or upload the notice on the Abhay portal. Abhay then authenticates the user via OTP and cross-checks the notice against the CBI's notice issuance database. The system returns a verdict, either genuine or suspicious, in real time. Crucially, this move by the CBI is aimed at countering digital arrest scams where impersonators pose as CBI, ED, CBDT, or other officers. The modus operandi of these scams typically involves a caller claiming the victim is implicated in serious crimes, demanding verification via video call, and then threatening arrest unless a ransom is paid in cryptocurrency or transferred to escape arrest. It is worth pausing here to note that the scale of this fraud is substantial. According to the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Center, or IFOCI, digital arrest losses in 2024 amounted to a staggering 2,140 crore. Now, let us turn to the background of the CBI itself. The CBI was established on 1st April 1963, and its statutory basis is the Delhi Special Police Establishment Act, or DSPE Act, of 1946. The DSPE Act grants the CBI its investigative powers, with Section 6 of the Act requiring state consent for CBI investigations within a state's territory, known as the General Consent Doctrine. With that background in place, let us look at the significance of the DP Kohli Memorial Lecture, where Abhay was launched. DP Kohli was the first director of the CBI, serving from April 1963 to May 1968. The lecture instituted in his honor is a prestigious event, and the 22nd lecture was particularly notable for the launch of Abhay. Moving on to other aspects of cyber fraud architecture, it's essential to understand the legislative framework. The Information Technology Act, 2000, as amended, covers cyber offenses, and the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, 2023, includes provisions related to cheating, forgery, and criminal conspiracy. Additionally, the Digital Personal Data Protection Act, 2023, plays a crucial role in this landscape. Now, let us analyze the trust architecture of Abhay. The strengths of this system include placing verification power in the hands of the citizen, aligning with the India Stack ethos of being open, modular, and citizen-facing, and offering real-time, OTP-secured, frictionless verification. However, limitations exist, such as the voluntary nature of verification, which depends on citizen awareness and the fact that rural and elderly cohorts, who are primary victims of digital arrest scams, are least likely to use Abhay. Furthermore, Abhay is currently limited to CBI notices, with ED, NIA, CBDT, and DRI notices outside its scope at launch. What does this mean for the way forward? First, integrating Abhay with DigiLocker for cross-agency authentication could significantly enhance its effectiveness. Mandating QR-coded notices for all central agencies is another crucial step. Strengthening telecom-side intervention, such as through Sanchar Sathi and TRAI CNAP, is also vital. Awareness campaigns in regional languages targeting rural and elderly populations could help increase the reach of Abhay. Lastly, Training state police to coordinate with the CBI on digital arrest cases is essential for a unified response. But why does this matter? So what exactly changed with the launch of Abhay? This development signifies a proactive approach by the CBI to leverage technology for citizen protection and transparency. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Abhay, the AI-based help bot for authentication of CBI notices, was launched on 15 May 2026 at the 22nd DP Kohli Memorial Lecture. The CBI was established on 1 April 1963. And its statutory basis is the DSP Act, 1946. The CBI's parent ministry is the Department of Personnel and Training, or DUPT, and the current CBI director is Praveen Sood. DP Kohli was the first CBI director, serving from 1963 to 1968. The DSP Act Section 6 requires state consent for CBI investigations. The I4C was established in 2018 under the Ministry of Home Affairs. A financial fraud helpline was set up as early as 1930. Digital arrest losses in 2024 were reported to be 2,140 crore by the I4C. The CBI has started using QR codes on all notices from 1 May 2026. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, covering governance, transparency, and accountability, as well as citizen-centric e-governance. It also pertains to GS Paper 3, focusing on cyber security, internal security challenges, and the role of technology. Furthermore, this could be a potential essay topic, such as Trust Architecture in the Digital Republic. In conclusion, the launch of Abhay by the CBI marks a significant step towards protecting citizens from digital arrest scams, leveraging AI for verification and transparency, and it underscores the importance of staying vigilant in the digital age, both as citizens and as aspiring civil servants. This development highlights the evolving landscape of cybersecurity and governance in India, emphasizing the need for proactive measures to safeguard citizens' rights and interests in the digital realm.